Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Peter Kapsner, and delighted to be joined in the line at this time by Pastor Dr. Timothy Keller, who probably doesn't need much of an introduction for most of you listening this morning, familiar with his many books and his longstanding ministry, New York, and just many other places in this world. Good morning, Pastor Keller.
Good morning. Good morning.
So I'd be curious your take. You released an article in the New York Times and in the opinion section there. We've been talking a lot this week on Faith Radio Mornings about what it means for Christians to be engaged in the political scene. And your headline was, how do Christians fit into the two-party system? The answer to the question is they don't. Kind of talk us through your thinking on this.
Well, it's an excerpt from the book on Jonah, the prodigal prophet. And what Jonah did was he let his politics, in a sense, direct his faith rather than his faith, his politics. So he was told, go to Assyria and preach to Nineveh. And he knew that the Ninevites, the Assyrians, were a political threat to his country. So he didn't want to go. And what he was at that point, what he was really saying is, my politics actually is directing my faith. It's more important that my enemies do not get the mercy of God because they're my political enemies. And I really was trying to say that to a great degree, what's happening, I think, in this country is we're letting our politics direct our faith. So Christians are being, I hate to say it, pushed more into a red Christianity and blue Christianity. The point was, Christian biblical positions don't really align with either party perfectly. So if you're against abortion, if you're for traditional sexual relationships and family, then that looks conservative. If you care about racial justice, if you care about, you know, the Bible's constantly talking about, speak up for the rights of the oppressed, well, that sounds liberal. And therefore, it doesn't mean that Christians shouldn't participate in a party and register in a party and decide one party is better than another. But I feel like we're getting to the place where our faith is not determining our politics, or politics is determining our faith.
Yeah, it sure seems like at times we're more discipled by maybe Fox News or CNN or a political party than we are by following Jesus. And that's hard to differentiate, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because there's an overlap. And very often your political party that you like and that you feel like is the best one, it tends to spill over at this point. And because we're so polarized, we tend to demonize the other side. And so it's almost the parties are becoming religions. And I'm afraid they're co-opting Christians who ought to really be above all that.
Well, we're talking with Pastor Keller this morning here on Faith Radio Mornings. And Tim, you referenced just a bit ago the book that you've released that's titled The Prodigal Prophet. And it's about the story of Jonah. And you talk about the fact that three times throughout the course of your ministry, you've had a chance to preach through the book of Jonah. And you really see that there's so many themes in this book. What are some of those themes that you've noticed as you've gone through it and that make their way into your book?
Well, I mean, one of the big themes is we don't understand God. I mean, God does things and he doesn't explain. You can see why Jonah would say the Assyrians are violent people and they're a threat to my country. Why in the world do you want to have mercy on them? And God doesn't tell him. I mean, God doesn't say, well, I've got this world plan. Here it is. I think we're all in that situation often where God seems to be doing something in history that we just don't understand. It doesn't make sense to us. Then there's the politics, which we've already talked about, that Jonah actually lets his politics overshadow his understanding of all people needing the mercy of God. And then there's just the issue of how hard it is to obey. And then there's the issue of how you get along with people who are different, of different religions and races. So there's just lots and lots of themes in the book of Jonah that are extraordinarily relevant to us right now.
Well, and part of the title of the book, The Prodigal Prophet, is a reference to even Jesus with the story of the parable and the prodigal son. There really are some thematic elements that Jesus seems to draw from when he tells that parable relative to the story of Jonah.
Yeah. In fact, you can't prove that Jesus had Jonah in mind, but the first half of the book of Jonah is the prodigal. He's running away and not doing what God wants. But in the second half, he's not like the younger brother, the prodigal. He's more like the elder brother who goes and does what God asks him to do and then resents it and is very angry when God has mercy on wicked pagans. Just like the elder brother gets so angry when the father brings the younger brother back and forgives him. So And by the way, both the prodigal son parable ends with a cliffhanger where the father is confronting the elder brother, the Pharisee, and asks him a question, and it ends. We don't even know what the answer is. Jonah is the very same way. God asks Jonah, the Pharisee, a question, and it ends without us hearing. So it's almost as if Jesus had Jonah in mind when he came up with the parable.
Well, and as believers, too, when we're thinking about the vitriol and the rancor in our country, getting back to how we can engage with that, with what's going on, are there some lessons we can learn about Jonah's view of Assyria, that he just really was very disturbed at the idea that God would maybe offer mercy upon a pretty fierce enemy?
Right. And even though he does go, and he does do what God asks, which was God says, go and tell them, warn them, he does. And then, of course, when they repent and he's unhappy, God says, you went to them, but you didn't love them. You went to the city, but you didn't love the city. You warned them, but you didn't do it out of love. You just hated them, frankly. And that's not good enough. It's not good enough for you to go and tell them the truth if you don't love them while you're doing it. And boy, that if that isn't a message for us right now, because right now we it's one thing to oppose other people and to say you're wrong. It's another thing to do it without love. And as far as God's concerned, you're not allowed to do that. You have to do it in love. Even people that you think are really, really, really wrong and even bad, you're supposed to warn them in love.
Well, and is there a trick to that as believers, too, just recognizing that whatever the presenting problem might be, that there's still a deeper hope and a deeper call that everybody is, at the end of the day, made in the image of God. And to attend to that allows us to not disregard the travesty that might be going on, but calls us to something deeper and more permanent.
Yeah. In fact, that I'm glad you pointed that out. That is one of the themes of the book and of the book of Jonah and my book. Is that every place where Jonah is brought into close connection with the pagans he despises, the pagan sailors in the boat, the pagan people in the city, they look more admirable than he does. And I think it's the author's way of trying to say, everyone's in the image of God. We're all sinners, but we all actually have many good things in us because of the image of God, and we should not divide the world into the good people and the evil people, and we shouldn't do it.
That's Pastor Timothy Keller, who has released another new book here, The Prodigal Prophet. You can pick it up in the usual book channels. Highly recommend it, as it's really timely for so many of the issues today. Timothy, when we come back from break, I'd love to ask you what is often on people's minds when they read the book of Jonah, and that is, did he really get swallowed by a big fish? So I'll ask you that next when we come back on Faith Radio Mornings. Welcome back to Faith Radio Mornings. It's about 9 minutes before the top of the hour, and delighted to be joined on the line by pastor and author Timothy Keller, who's released a new book titled The Prodigal Prophet, and it's about the story of Jonah. And if you're listening this morning, we do have a handful of copies of this book that we can give away. So you can text the studio at 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH. And just make sure you include your name, your email, and your mailing address, and we'll put you into a drawing for a copy of this book. Now, Pastor Keller, before the break, I asked the question about, did Jonah really get swallowed by a whale or a big fish? And this can be a tripping up point for some believers that feel like it's a bit too fantastical. This couldn't have possibly happened. What would be your response to that?
Well, I think the fastest response is, if you're not tripped up with a resurrection, in other words, if you say, well, I believe in the resurrection, which is an enormous miracle, of course, I'm not sure then why you would be tripped up by this, which is a relatively small miracle. On the other hand, the other thing about it is if the author had made up the story of the fish, if he just made it up, he would have played it up more, I think. I mean, all it says is, now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and nights. That's it. He doesn't say, and the great fish came, and he opened wide his mouth, and Jonah went down. He doesn't play it up at all. So it doesn't seem like he's made it up. He's just reporting what happened. And I do think if you believe if you believe the resurrection, I'm not really sure why you would struggle with this. I tend to read it. I read that literally as that's what happened.
Well, and it certainly seems like Jesus would have given indications of that as well. In Matthew 12:40, we see that the reference point for, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Do you have a sense of what the parallels were that Jesus was trying to draw in this instance?
Well, right. Even the parallel is that Jonah actually was thrown into the sea, which is kind of an image of death, because he should have died, but only God. And God, in a sense, he died, as it were, virtually died, and then God resurrected him and saved him. It was only by a miracle of God. And the reason why Jonah was thrown in was Jonah was voluntarily thrown in order to save the sailors. He says, the only way you're going to be saved from this storm is if you throw me in. And in that sense, he is a pattern of like Jesus Christ, because what Jesus voluntarily received the wrath of God on the cross for us so that we could be saved. And so he says, just as Jonah sacrificially died, quote unquote, and was resurrected, so I will really die and I will really be resurrected. And I will also do it voluntarily, sacrificially, in order to save you.
Talking with Timothy Keller here on the line on Faith Radio Mornings, just about his new book, The Prodigal Prophet. I see many of you already texting into the studio. We do have a few copies that we can give away here this morning. If you'd like to be entered into the drawing for that, you can text us or call in at 877-933-2484. Just make sure you include your name and your mailing address and your email as well, and we can get this sorted out. So I'd be curious, in our remaining time, Pastor Keller, you have some chapters at the end of the book that are titled Our Relationship to God's World and Our Relationship to God's Grace. And I think about, as believers, thinking about our lives in the history of God's kingdom, as opposed to maybe a given political party, again, getting back to that conversation. What is our sort of historic relationship in God's world?
Well, we're not supposed to divide the world, and we talked about this a minute ago, into the people with the white hats and the black hats. Romans 3 says, no one is righteous, no, not one. No one seeks for God. We're all lost, and therefore we all are saved by grace. And Jonah, the book of Jonah, shows this, because the Assyrians were very wicked people, and yet, in the end, they respond to God's mercy better than Jonah does. What's that saying? It's not trying to confuse us. It's not trying to say, well, it's all gray and there's no right or wrong. No, what it's really saying is even the good guys have a lot of sin in them. And even the sinners have the image of God in them. And therefore, we should all be looking at each other as sinners saved by grace. We should not be lording it over other people. We should certainly not be looking down one race on another race. Christianity is this great leveler. It's this great humbler, because if we're saved by grace, then there's no one that we should feel superior to. We should respond to everyone with respect and grace.
Well, we have just about a minute left, and that does seem to be one of the keys, anyway, to walking back towards reconciliation together, is maybe instead of saying, boy, they really are in need of grace, to look inward and say, yeah, you know, I'm in need of grace as well, and even ask God to reveal some of our shortcomings to walk in that.
Sure. All I know is in marriage, if we disagree, if instead of pointing out what I think she did wrong, I point out what I did wrong. I repent for that. I admit that. I make no excuses for that. And I just point to myself, not to her, just to myself. Then she's much more likely to say, well, here's what I did, and we reconcile. But if I'm pointing at her instead of myself, we go round and round and round.
Well, what it wouldn't be like if some people in our political scene would do just that. That would be pretty remarkable headlines. Really, really appreciate you joining the program this morning, Pastor Keller. And again, if you're listening, we have the book Prodigal Prophet to give away at 877-933-2484. Thanks again, and enjoy your weekend, Pastor Keller.
Thank you.
We'll take a break here, and then we'll wrap up our show for the week on Faith Radio Mornings. Still have a couple minutes left to enter into a drawing for the book, The Prodigal Prophet, from Pastor and Dr. Timothy Keller. I know many of you are familiar with his work. So go ahead and text our studio with your name, address, and an email address as well at 877-933-2484. We'll get you into the drawing. I know you know the name of Logan Roush. He's one of the producers of the show, and I just want to give a shout out to him. He is down in Iowa right now, and he says there is lots of rain attending to the people down in Iowa. He said he's only had two drowning scares. So lots of rain in Iowa. We've got snow in North Dakota. I certainly hope you have a safe and enjoyable weekend, and looking forward to catching you on Monday morning here on Faith Radio Mornings.